Quan, how much improvement do you see out of the offense just in the 4 days that you've been competing with them? And how much better does that make you feel as part of this football team?
I mean, it's OTAs. You know, you really can't put too much in the OTAs. You know, last year I thought we, you know, in OTAs we were going to go win the Super Bowl. So, you know, you really can't put too much into it. But I like our grind. I like our work. I like the way we come up here every day. It feels different, you know. And, yeah, you really just can't put, you know, too much in the OTAs.
What's it like being on the field with Ray? Are you starting to sense like, man, this could be back to where it was a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. It's the same thing that I said about the offense. You really just can't, you know, put too much into it. We got great rushers. We all know what type of, you know, player Chubb is going to be. We know what type of player Shane can be when he's healthy, and Shaq too. So you really can't put too much into it. You really can't get, you know, too high off a sack in practice out here. I mean, I think that's a joke, you know. I had 10 sacks today. You know, you really can't, you know, put too much into it. You just got to come out here and you got to work and just grind for, you know, the upcoming season.
Off the field, as a person, what are your initial thoughts of Bradley Chubb?
Oh, yeah, he's great, yeah. He reminds me of myself. He texts me late at night. Texts me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm up, so, yeah. I'm all for it, so. Yeah, it's good. It's some of the same stuff that I saw. There's some of the same stuff I was doing with DeMarcus, so. It's cool. It's cool to have. It's cool to, you know, pay it forward and, you know, tell them some of the same stuff that DeMarcus told me and Elvis told me. So it's cool.
What are you doing up at 3 in the morning?
Oh, it was the weekend. It was the weekend, and we were just talking. You know, we were just talking about, like, you know, OTAs and, like, what to expect and, you know, what stuff matters and what stuff don't matter. You know, to me, stuff that might matter to the other person really don't matter. You know, to me. So I was just giving them my point of view and just talking, you know, just doing more talking than what you probably would in the locker room.
Bob, do you have a group chat of guys or Snap?
No, we don't.
What's that?
No, I text everybody individually. But I got everybody's number in there, though. I talk to everybody individually, though.
What do you hope to gain from OTAs? Like, what do you take from this period of the
Conditioning. You know, you want to be in shape. You want to hit the break. You want to hit the break in great shape. Then you want to take that break and, you know, push it to another level, and then you want to keep building that. You want to keep building on that into training camp. Don't get hurt out here. You know, every year you see guys get hurt. I mean, you really no good. You know, if you can't get hurt, if you get hurt. So that's some of the stuff that I tell guys. You know, I know. You know, we all kind of out here brainwashed and, you know, yelling this, go hard. You know that. But at the end of the day, you know, we don't have pads on. You know, we don't have pads on. We just got helmets on. It's only so much you can do. You don't want to go bull rush or, you know, offensive lineman and push him into the quarterback. Quarterback hit his hand on the offensive lineman helmet. You know, you could just pull up. You know, we're trying to get everybody out here healthy and into the season. You know, I would rather guys not practice in OTAs or training camp but play in the season, you know, because that's where we really need the guys. That's where we're really keeping score. You know, we're really not keeping score out here. So just getting guys in shape. Fly in my mouth.
Did Joe talk to the group today, Mr. Ellis? How did that conversation go regarding that?
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, we really don't, you know, have a team policy about that. You know, we have an understanding of, as players, on what needs to be done, you know, regarding, you know, national anthem. And it's, it's just part of, you know, the situation. You know, we were already done with that last year, and we came together as a team last year. So it's a situation that we already were past last year. So any new, you know, a policy that the league imposes, it really doesn't affect us because we were already won, you know, a season ago.
When's your pass rushing summit?
Pass rush summit is May 20. Not May 27. That's 2 days ago. It's June 27th at Big Cedar Lodge in Missouri, Bass Pro Shops Lodge out there. So it should be good. I got some guys coming already. You know, some guys said they were coming, but I don't want to say their names yet. You know, just, you know how it is when you got big money guys walking around and they commit to something 2 months out. So, you know, we should have a good group. We should have a good group of young guys. Got a good group of vets and retired guys that's going to come and talk about pass rush and come up with ways on how to, you know, beat some quarterbacks up. So it'll be good.
Is this your second year?
It's my second year.
Is there going to be a fishing component?
Of course.
So
of course.
You got a sponsorship for your pass rush.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, I feel good. Yeah. Yeah.
Is the company
there? Yeah, hopefully. You know, the rookies, they got all type of stuff they could do, but yeah, of course, everybody in my locker room, but not the receivers or the quarterbacks and all like that, but, you know, of course, all the pass rushers that we got here, you know, the O-linemen that we got here, you know, it's a great space where we can just, go talk about knowledge and, you know, share knowledge. It's the only place, you know, where you can do that. It's the only place where you can get, you know, Khalil Mack and Vic Beasley in the same spot, other than the Pro Bowl, and talk about just straight pass rush and, you know, what it takes to be a great pass rusher from the, you know, the young guys' point of view. So it's great for, you know, everybody around.
Time for a few more guys.
It's two days this year too. It's June 27th through June 29th.
What city can you
say? It's Branson.
Oh, Branson.
Yeah, Branson, Missouri, Big Cedar Lodge. Yeah.
How do you get invited to that?
Huh?
How do you get invited?
You want an invite? Yeah. Send me your email. I'll give you an invite. No, I'm just lying. I'm not gonna invite you. But I just call the guys around the league. You know, it's a small fraternity of guys. You know, I know guys on every team. So, you know, Justin Houston, I could just call him, and then I tell him to invite D Ford and the other guys. You know, Andre Branch with the Miami Dolphins, I could just call him and tell him to invite all the guys. Eric Armstead and Cassius Marsh with the San Francisco 49ers, they were already there last year. So tell him to invite the other guys. So it's just, you know, you put the word out, and it's just like, you know, Justice League. You know, all the superheroes just come out of nowhere. So
what's been important for you to be a leader? Quarterbacks have been doing this kind of thing forever, but why did you
want to
be the guy to kind of establish this for pass rushers?
I really, it just happened, you know. I think I told the story last year. You know, it was I've been trying to work with Vic Beasley for a long time, you know, and because our games are similar, probably more than any other, you know, pass rusher out there. So I've been trying to work with Vic Beasley for a long time. Coach Smith, he had left here, and he went to the Atlanta Falcons, and he was trying to get me to work with Vic. That season, it didn't happen because we won a Super Bowl, and it was just crazy for me. So last year, I finally got an off season, and you know, reached out to Vic, see if he could do it. I told Vic. Vic said he was gonna come to San Francisco. Vic told the media that he was going to work out with me. The media blew it up to this pass rush summit, and I was like, "Hey, you're right. I might as well just take advantage of this hype and really do a pass rush summit." So I invited all these guys, and boom, it was. Beyond my wildest dreams. So yeah, once you get an opportunity like that, and you just got to take advantage of it. That's what life is about.
Is it all former and current players, or do you bring former coaches?
Yeah, I got defensive line specialists. I got retired players. You know, DeMarcus. I'm sure he'll be there. DeMarcus will be there. Warren Sapp. I'll try to get, you know, D tackles, defensive ends. You know, guys from all around. You know. When it comes to pass rush, all different angles to just, you know, try to improve all of our game.